Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenanem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio calls for patience on state's reservation policy review. Chief Minister Rio lauds Captain N. Keng Ruse, MVC, Centre of Excellence and Wellness for Empowering Youth. Home Affairs Ministry holds high-level meeting to resolve land issues stalling Dimapur Airport development. And ICMR and AIIMS studies find no link between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden death cases. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has said that the state's reservation commission is a very detailed policy that demands time and patience. Speaking to media on the sidelines of an event at Chesama in Kohima today, he maintained that the commission's recommendations cannot come out immediately and that everybody has to have patience. He emphasized that the cabinet has already decided for reformation of administration, delimitation and backward reservations to be conducted after the 2027 census.
Commission job is a very detailed job. It cannot come out immediately. So everybody has to have patience. Earlier, the cabinet has also taken decision that for reformation of administration also, or any backward reservations or delimitations, all should come after conduct of the census. So hopefully, as announced, by 2027, this will start.
Mr. Rio also said the government does not want any temporary arrangements. On the demand for excluding civil society in the commission, the chief minister said concerns of the Five Tribe Committee will be looked into by the cabinet, adding that they do not have dispute with anyone. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today visited Captain N. Keng Ruse, MVC, Centre of Excellence and Wellness at Chesama in Kohima. During his visit, the Chief Minister felicitated the students who successfully cleared JEE and NEET examinations. Speaking at the event, Mr. Rio lauded the remarkable achievements of the first three batches, comprising of 104 students, each attaining 100% success in NEET and JEE examinations as a shining example. He appreciated the role of the Assam Rifles in Nagaland for transcending its conventional security duties. He said the unwavering dedication, leadership and a genuine spirit of service of the Assam Rifles has nurtured the centre into a bastion of strength, structure and values. Mr. Rio also urged the young students to uphold the legacy of Captain Keng Ruse with pride and determination. He said the centre is not just an academic initiative, but a movement towards empowerment, equality of opportunity and a brighter future for our youth.
Centre is not just an activity or the academic initiative. It is a movement towards empowerment, equality of opportunities, a brighter future for our youth.
Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday conducted a high-level meeting in New Delhi to address land issues hindering the expansion of Dimapur Airport. The discussion focused on the release of 18.8 acres of land currently occupied by Assam Rifles, despite being allotted alternate land at Shokuvi Village. The meeting was chaired by Additional Secretary Police 2, Abhijit Sinha, and attended by key officials including OSD, State Transport Department Mingthungo Ababe Izung, Director of Dimapur Airport Moa Pongan, representatives of Airports Authority of India and Assam Rifles. The meeting follows persistent efforts of the state government led by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio and Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam to resolve the issue, including earlier letters written to the ministry seeking directions to facilitate the transfer of land. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that extensive studies by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, and All India Institute of Medical Sciences have conclusively established no linkage between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden deaths among adults post-COVID-19. The ministry noted that studies conducted by ICMR and the National Centre for Disease Control, NCDC, affirm that COVID-19 vaccines in India are safe and effective, with extremely rare cases of serious side effects. The incidence of sudden cardiac deaths can result from a wide range of factors, including genetics, lifestyle, pre-existing conditions, and post-COVID complications. The ICMR and NCDC have been working together to understand the causes behind sudden unexplained deaths, especially in young adults between the ages of 18 and 45 years. Assam Rifles, one of the oldest central paramilitary forces in the country, continues to transcend its conventional security duties by making a profound impact on the weaker sections of society through its CSR efforts across Nagaland. These initiatives address critical areas such as education, health, environment, and community welfare. Assam Rifles strongly believes that education is one of the few interventions capable of truly transforming lives. One of its flagship initiatives in this direction is the establishment of the Center of Excellence and Wellness, a dedicated program aimed at supporting underprivileged students from Nagaland by providing quality educational support and mentorship. Initiated by the then Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General P.C. Nair, the Captain N. Kangaroose MVC Center of Excellence and Wellness was launched in 2022. Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, highlighted the immense potential of Naga youth and emphasized the transformative role of the centers.
This particular center is an initiative by Assam Rifles, partnering NIDO and Access Bank. So through CSR, Access Bank funds the project. NIDO is an education partner who hires the teachers, and with Assam Rifle and NIDO, we select children through a selection process. The center started in 2022, and this is the fourth batch today. I am very proud to say that our results have been 100% in this institute. So we started last year in Ghaspani, a similar center, and by end of this month, there will be another center in Mukokchung. So there'll be three in Nagaland, and they are named after, you know, heroes of the land in Assam Rifles. So this center is after Captain Kangaroose Mahavir Chakra. In Mukokchung, it will be after Haldar Maringao Shore Chakra. And in Ghaspani, it is after a brave heart of Assam Rifles, Subhas Chhetri.
These educational projects are full-time residential programs for boys and girls from disadvantaged backgrounds. They provide free coaching, mentoring, and guidance for 1 year to prepare students for competitive entrance examinations to India's premier institutions in engineering and medicine. In addition to academic coaching, the centers focus on personality development and holistic growth. So far, three batches of students have successfully cleared their respective entrance examinations, achieving a 100% success rate. The fourth batch, comprising 33 aspirants for NEET and JEE, is currently enrolled in the centers and undergoing training. Deputy Commissioner Zuneboto Dharamraj today called intensified enforcement drives to control sale of tobacco. Chairing the district-level coordination committee under the National Tobacco Control Program, Mr. Raj urged the Zuneboto Town Council to conduct awareness programs and take stringent action against illegal vendors operating in residential colonies. He also emphasized the need for geotagging and mapping of all licensed shops within the town. Noting prohibition on tobacco sale near educational institutions, he also recommended that tobacco sale licenses should not be issued to pharmacies, bakeries, grocery stores, toy shops, or stationery outlets. During the event, several schools were recognized and awarded for being tobacco-free. And the northeast states are likely to experience rainfall throughout the week. India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall at most places over the region, accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning. In Nagaland, heavy to very heavy rain is likely at isolated places in Kifre and Tuensang districts over the next 3 days. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nephew Rio calls for patience on state's reservation policy review. Chief Minister Rio lauds Captain N. Kangaroose MVC Center of Excellence and Wellness for Empowering Youth. Home Affairs Ministry holds high-level meeting to resolve land issues stalling Dimapur Airport development. And ICMR and AIIMS studies find no link between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden death cases. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.